Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese animation. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Today, we are finally doing a Dragon Ball episode. We are going to be ranking, well, not really ranking, but talking about the top five most underrated and underrated, but they're also powerful techniques in Dragon Ball. So don't forget to write a review, donate if you'd like, and let's get started. The first one we're going to talk about is actually arguably the most underrated on this list. It's Tri-Beam.
Yeah, otherwise known as Kikoho for you Japanese listeners, even though there are none of you.
So, the Tri-Beam is a very weird move. It's like a beam, kind of?
It's a pulse.
A pulse. Yeah, let's go. Okay, that actually sounds quite good. So, it's basically, I think it's a square or like a diamond.
I think it's a diamond, right?
Diamond or square, okay. No, diamond.
And I believe its original debut, it actually was able to destroy, like, this is just a random firing of it. It was back in Dragon Ball. Goku was fighting Tenshinhan in the, I think it was one of the World Martial Arts tournaments. He flew up, he aimed it down to the arena and used it and obliterated the arena. It was just instantly gone.
However, now that Goku has Kamehameha, Super Kamehameha, Ultra Instinct Kamehameha, it's just all the rest of the beam techniques get overshadowed because it's always just Kamehameha.
But here's the thing about Tri-Beam. Not only is it absolutely good, like, you're probably thinking, okay, at the time, like, Tenshinhan had a decent power level, all right? You might be able to say that then, issue. Now in like regular DBZ, he was able to hold down semi-perfect Cell.
Yeah.
Tien was not even like a tenth of Cell's power level at the time. He was weak. And yet using this technique, sure, it has like physical drawbacks like Kaioken does. Except this, the drawbacks are well worth it.
Yeah.
Like, you saw what it can do. If Goku learned that technique, he would be unstoppable.
But he's with his little Kamehameha. The thing about it is, it's just, Tri-Beam is just so underrated and it's so powerful. But let's move on to the next one on our list, which is, by, the technique is not invented, but may be invented. Is Destructo Disk invented by Krillin?
I'm pretty sure Krillin, he may have. I haven't looked too much into
it. He
learned it from Master Roshi, I remember. Because Goku knows it too.
Well, this is Krillin's main technique, so we're just going to call it Krillin's technique. So Krillin, the funny thing is, most of these techniques are used by side characters. Yeah, Goku knows Destructo Disk. When have you seen Goku use Destructo Disk? A little bit. That's it.
Goku uses it, like, twice. Frieza used it more than Goku.
And he doesn't even barely have it.
He doesn't even actually know the technique.
Yeah. So,
okay,
this
so
technique.
The main thing about Destructo Disk is it's a lot of ki in a really thin spot, like thinner than paper, spinning super fast. Now, that might sound just like a regular saw blade. Sure, I can cut through things. Yeah. Except you can cut through nearly anything except that one time with Perfect Cell, but that was Perfect Cell. You can't really power scale him compared to Krillin.
Well, also the fact that one technique isn't going to take down Perfect Cell. But anyway, and also we're practically excluding Dragon Ball Super from this entirely because we don't care.
Okay. Dragon Ball Super anyway. Was good, but if you hear something from it, it's only the Tournament of Power.
Yeah, pretty much. So, anyway. Krillin's Destructible Disc, I mean, what do you want me to say about it? Oh, yeah, it has some really good blunt force. No, it can cut a lot of stuff. And the thing is, it kind of seems like Ki Blast, where you can just toss, like, 50 of them.
Oh, yeah, you can. There's nothing stopping you. It's very easy to use. It's very quick. There's no reason not to use it.
Over, like, honestly, the dumb thing is... Okay, so, Vegeta, right? Mm-hmm. Picture this. When he was fighting Frieza, he tossed, like, 10, 15, 20 Ki Blasts at him. Picture him doing that, but with Destructo Discs.
It would have been much easier. Like, Destructo Discs are known to be able to cut through enemies several times stronger than you.
Gosh, these are some really underrated techniques.
Yeah, that's why we made this. Because we have to spread the word.
Okay, next up is one by a kind of a side character, but basically a second main character, which you probably know who we're talking about already. Vegeta.
Yeah, this technique, Final Flash.
Yeah.
It's...
complicated.
Let me just explain his creation.
Yeah.
After Vegeta realizes Gallic Gun was probably one of the weakest beams in all of Dragon Ball, he went over and he created several final beams. For example, Final Shine, Final Crash, Final something or other, until he made the Final Flash. It's one of its best debuts was in its fight with Cell. Cell just stood there while Vegeta charged this thing up for like 30 seconds solid, and if it hit straight on, Cell would have been dead right then and there.
See, the thing with the Final Flash is you can pour an infinite amount of power
and it just gets
into
stronger.
The Final Flash.
It just makes the beam bigger, larger, and can evaporate anything.
And the Kamehameha, I believe it can only go...
It can, but it seems to have a limit.
Because Goku basically only launches it when he's finished saying, Kamehameha, and then he launches it. Vegeta just says, Final Flash, as he keeps charging it.
Yeah, he does it while, and it's sick. But let me just say, the introduction and use of Final Flash is always sick. Because unlike Goku, he doesn't just fire it off, that didn't work. No, Vegeta makes sure it'll work if it lands.
Yeah, at this point, Kamehameha for Goku is just like, it's just like a side thing. It's like Naruto's Shadow Clones. It's the thing that never works.
Yeah, it never works. Meanwhile, if Vegeta landed his, they would be dead. Like, you saw what Final Flash did in the Cell Saga. Now, Vegeta can instantly pull that amount of energy in half a second. Consider what he could have done at the Tournament of Power if he remembered he had that.
Oh, gosh. I'm imagining it right now, but I don't really want to imagine it. I mean, all these techniques thus far have been basic key techniques that everyone should know are powerful. Because, like, Kamehameha, it can't evaporate stuff. It can deal damage, though. Final Flash can evaporate stuff. Destructo Gifts can cut through anything. And I guess Tri-Beam can push stuff really good.
Tri-Beam is absolutely broken.
Yeah, it's just broken.
And incredibly underrated. So I think we should probably go to the next on the list.
Which is what again?
How about we do Instant Transmission? Because it was one that we debated putting on this list.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. So you guys are probably wondering.
Yeah.
What are these idiots doing? Now, the thing is,
Instant Transmission is more powerful than you think it is. Alright, let's go back to Naruto, because that's my home turf. Okay.
Yeah.
So, we have a guy named Minato Namikaze that can teleport. He's arguably one of the, or no, non-arguably one of the strongest shinobi ever. And to be completely honest with you, he probably should be the strongest shinobi ever, because he can teleport. I don't think anyone else can do that, besides if they have Rinnegan. So, instant transmission is that, but without the eyeballs or the kunai. You can just teleport. And the thing is, Goku never uses this. Let's go back to the Tournament of Power. Or I guess go forward to the Tournament of Power. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So Goku just got beat down really badly, but he's still in Super Saiyan Blue. Instant transmission. Instant Kamehameha. Right to his back. Boom.
I mean, what else is there to say? Instant transmission is a perfect setup.
Also, why doesn't Goku use instant transmission to, like, dodge attacks?
I mean, okay, cool. He has super reflexes that he never used up until the Tournament of Power. Don't get me wrong. There's a huge drawback to it. Most of the time, Goku has to put up two fingers to his forehead to activate instant transmission. However, we see this is not always the case, especially with the instant Kamehameha he used on Cell. He did not put up his fingers. He just used the Kamehameha after teleporting down to Cell. He can just teleport.
And the weird thing is, when he was getting pummeled by Jiren, would have been a good time to, teleport out of the way, maybe. Okay, when he was getting beat by Frieza, a lot. He got beat by Frieza a lot. Would have been a good time to, you know, maybe teleport out of the way. I don't know. What's another example? Basically, any of the fights where he died, so I believe, I'm trying to go back in my memory.
There's at least four.
At least four, yeah. Did he die when he was fighting Majin Buu?
Don't think he did.
When Goku teleported... Who did he teleport to sacrifice himself?
Oh, yeah, it was Cell.
Oh.
He teleported self-destruct Cell.
Okay. Would have been a good time to, teleport Cell and then maybe, teleport back. I don't know.
The thing is, Goku's not smart, so he just forgot to teleport back.
And, he also forgot to save his own life.
Multiple times. Which is pretty dumb.
Yeah, and then no one else knew it. I don't think anyone else besides Goku knows
Instant Transmission. Everybody with ki realized what happened.
Yeah, it's just, why just don't you just use Instant Transmission? Dude, if you're getting beat up, maybe it's a good time to get out of the way. And not just brute force your way. Oh, yeah, I can take all these Boom, you're dead. How useful. Now you're dead, and you can't use instant transmission because you're dead.
The thing is, instant transmission is used so little, and yet if it was used right, it could easily be like... No. Kamehameha level. Final Flash level. It is very good.
And
when you use utility.
And also, to be honest, the better thing about instant transmission is that it's not just a powerful attack. It's a powerful attack, of course, but, like, you don't deal damage with it. It's this utility move that you could use in any fight. You can use it to combo with your attacks. You could use it to do combo Let's say I just punch somebody really far. I could teleport behind them and punch them again, like a baseball bat. And I can also use it for defense, to get out of the way if someone is going to punch me in the face.
Or bring somebody out of the danger who's not supposed to be there.
Or, alternatively, bring someone that is attacking someone out of the range of hurting other people.
Or, even better, you can instantly bring allies to you if you're getting beat up.
Oh my gosh.
Goku is not that smart, and this technique reflects that. It's underutilized, and let's be honest, there are so many ways this could be used. It doesn't only teleport you, as we see with the instant transmission Kamehameha.
Or
it brings your ki with you.
Or Cell, you know, he teleported a fat Cell.
Technically, Cell could use any of Goku's techniques.
Maybe he should have used instant transmission.
I think he did once.
Once, yeah, how smart.
Okay, so, yeah. There's a lot that's underutilized about this technique. For example, you remember Frieza's Death Ball?
Yes, I
do. And you remember I assume you also remember that thing. I think it was like, well, I don't exactly remember. It was somewhere after the tournament. I think.
Tournament of
Give me a second. I can't exactly remember. That is deadly.
You teleport your opponent inside.
And you teleport yourself to your opponent, and the Death Ball is around. Yeah, okay. So before we all get brain damage, let's move on to a technique you probably remember but don't care about because you never learned about it. Supernova, which is Frieza's big sun move. Okay, so imagine like a spirit bomb, but without any of the cost. Like, you don't have to spend minutes, you don't have to spend 5 minutes gathering energy from planets like half a mile from you. You can just use your own energy and send people into the core of a planet.
It's practically like, of course, I'm going back to Naruto. I mean, what did you guys expect? Chibaku Tensei. Kind of.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's what it is.
Except, it's a sun, so it burns.
Yeah, and another thing. The users of this are so dumb. There have been two people who've used this, and both of the time, and one of the times, it was their downfall.
Okay.
Frieza used this, of course, you remember it. He destroyed planets with it. It was cool.
Yeah, very.
And in his first form, he made one bigger than a planet.
Yeah,
Dragon Ball Z, first form.
Can we go back to Golden Frieza for a minute?
He could definitely,
do one, like, 5-10 times the size of
a could make one as big as a dimension, probably.
But he just doesn't?
Yeah, and when Cooler used it, from one of the movies, it's Cooler's movie.
Cool, okay, yeah.
When he used it, he was so dumb, Goku just reflected it back onto him. Thing is, couldn't he just use a beam? Like, he couldn't have just used a beam to push it back? And yet they never think about that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's because... okay. Oh my... I can't get off instant transmission, and now this one? It's... Honestly, these underrated... Okay, for the first three, they're underrated because no one cares about the characters. Well, and then Vegeta, in his case, it's just no one understands the power. But these last two, it's just Ben because the characters are too dumb to think about it. Yeah, if Goku's getting pummeled, instant transmission. If... Frieza is losing a battle, just explode everything. How about that?
And he actually tried that. Too bad Whis was there.
Yeah, well, Whis is a little bit of a different story.
Can talk about angel powers a different day. For now, Supernova is broken strong, and... Okay, let's say you don't exist...
Oh, and also, hold on. Also,
how strong it is.
Also, guys, we're probably not going to explain angel powers, because I don't think anyone really cares about them. Maybe we will. Probably not, though.
Who knows? Maybe we'll need a quick video one day. Anyway, so you might want me to quantify how strong Supernova is, and I will. You guys remember Spirit Saiyan? You remember its aura?
We talked about... Hey, guys. If you remember, we talked about that when we ranked... DBZ forms, and I believe we talked a little bit about Spirit Saiyan.
We mentioned Spirit Saiyan.
Just to go over it real quickly before, you know, we continue with our spiel. Spirit Saiyan Goku absorbed a spirit bomb, which really hurt him, but gave him a lot of power. Well, he was in Super Saiyan, of course. So it was even more power. So Super Saiyan, or what? Was he in Super Saiyan?
He went into Super Saiyan using the spirit bomb.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
So yeah, Spirit Saiyan, its aura was strong enough to start annihilating the enemy before he even got close. Supernova is like that times six.
Yeah.
Supernova is the hollow purple.
You know what? Guys, I think we're going to do top six. I just thought of another one.
Feel free.
Spirit Saiyan, because it's technically a technique.
Oh, yeah, no, it's as long as you have, like, actually, I think this should work with any form, actually.
What do you think I put it on this list for?
Spirit Saiyan. Underrated technique. It's a bonus number six. Here's another description, because I don't know. Spirit Saiyan is activated when the user uses a spirit bomb and activates Super Saiyan.
They absorb
this
it.
This allows the user to absorb it and yeah. make their Super Saiyan, like, 60 times stronger.
However, we never see this again, despite, I think, Goku would have been able to defeat Frieza with the Ultra Instinct-powered Spirit Bomb that he absorbed. Which, to be completely honest with you, I think, because the more forms Goku goes up, the more powerful his technique, including Spirit Bombs, get. So if he activated Ultra Instinct and then used a Spirit Bomb, that thing gonna be big. And if he absorbed it, which would hurt him a lot, possibly killing him, but if it didn't kill him, he would have been able to defeat Black Frieza.
So, yeah, you can imagine how absolutely broken OP this is. Especially when you consider you make the Spirit Bomb before, and then you absorb it. And then you activate your multiplier. The thing about multipliers is, they're multipliers. They're exponential.
So
that buff was already strong.
Yeah.
Now, you added Super Saiyan. That is a 50 times buff.
And they stack, too. So, kind of. So, they do stack, technically, I think. Right?
Yeah.
Buff stack? Okay, yeah. Because he did it with Kaioken. So, let's say, you know, maybe, what's a multiplier that I know of really good that I remember? Okay. Super Saiyan God. Super Saiyan God, I believe, has a 3 million times multiplier?
I think it was somewhere in there.
Okay. Now, let's say, right, a Super Saiyan, a Spirit Bomb that Goku charged up and absorbed was 60 times. A Super Saiyan God, a God Ki powered Spirit Bomb would be way bigger. So let's say the multiplier is 200 times once he absorbs it.
Yeah, probably.
What is that? Because I don't really want to do that math.
Let's try not to, because my head is already spinning.
Hold on.
It's just too big of a number.
It's 600 million.
Oh my goodness. So, yeah, you add that, and you're broken OP.
But you don't. That's what you do. You just don't.
It's never used. It's used once in a non-canon movie. And yet that was the most sick power-up besides regular Super Saiyan I've ever seen in anime forever.
I actually believe we ranked an S tier on our, or maybe A+. We either ranked an A+ on our S tier.
No, it was definitely S tier.
It was definitely, yeah, because we ranked it most likely S tier on our ranking, and that stands to this day.
It's absolutely, it is too good. I love it. It's never used again, though.
It's not fair. It's not fair. And honestly, okay. I'm going to say this really quickly. It's not another, because I'm not doing a top seven, but I guess I want to say that Spirit Bomb could be on this list because it's unknown that most people don't know that you can actually turn Spirit Saiyan with it. So most people just think it's a Spirit Bomb, but it's a lot more than that. So we're going to do this six bonus one kind of like a, so it's the form, but we're going to say this The sixth one is Spirit Bomb. Because Spirit of the power.
Yeah.
Because of the multiple attack. Because it's very good to have an attack that you can use to buff yourself and to deal damage with. That's just, it's super good.
And besides, it doesn't take any key to initiate a Spirit Bomb. It just takes 5 minutes.
Which isn't great, but eh.
It's not terrible as long as you have allies. Which you could get with instant transmission. Anyway, we should probably end this podcast before we end up crying more.
Goodbye, guys. Let's roll the outro. Don't forget to write a review, Donnie, if you'd like. And we'll catch you guys in the next one.
Peace.
Cheese.